Hello, we are finally at the end of our day. It has been an exciting day at the HBCU Festival. I am here with Ashley. She's been going all over this afternoon looking at the different booths and some of the different offerings in the different schools. Ashley, this is your first year at the HBCU Festival.
This is my first year. So I have to say, as an HBCU student, this was an absolute amazing, amazing event. I think that everybody should come to this event, whether you are a black student or not, because they do accept all students. Yes, it is for predominantly black students, of course, but we are open and welcome to all. But there was so much good information, so many good tips about how to apply for colleges, how to apply for financial aid, you know, what to put on a FAFSA application, what not to put on a FAFSA application. A lot of good independent business owners were here giving away their own scholarships, which I thought was awesome. UNCF was here, McDonald's was here, a ton of HBCUs were here giving away good information. I mean, this was awesome. This was a truly awesome event.
I have to agree with you.
I will be back.
Like
I will be
Ashley
back next
said,
year.
There were companies here, there were organizations, Microsoft. I think I saw Amazon floating somewhere down in here.
Amazon
Facebook
was here.
It was just absolutely spectacular. There is no event like this. We've had students as far away as Rome, New York, attend the festivities. And, you know, I look at that and I say thank you to those individuals who have invested in our youth to make them aware of the various opportunities that are out there. And that, as I said in episode one, the HBCU community provides an awesome education that prepares its students for global employment. Okay, and that's extremely, extremely important. So,
and there's nothing like the network of an HBCU. Just period. There's nothing like, whether or not you guys went to the same HBCU, you tell somebody you went to an HBCU and they went to one too, immediately it's like your family.
Exactly.
Instantly it's like your family. They want to network with you. They want to connect with you. They want to help you move to the next level in life and whatever it is that you want to do. Like, I feel like we were at a cookout. Like,
yes.
We were at our auntie and uncle's backyard at the cookout. I mean, there was music. We were dancing.
For me, the cookout was...
They were strolling.
Looking at some of the fraternities out there trying to stroll. And
I loved it.
Some of them were my age. And I'm like, you know, you're going to be hurting in the morning because you tried to stroll and you didn't stretch or you didn't put on Bengay.
You didn't stretch. You're going to need some Icy Hot,
yes,
after this event.
After this event.
No, but there was just such good information that you don't get online. I feel like nowadays everything is so electronic. We're losing that face-to-face value. So this was a great way to meet people at admissions, touch their hand, give them your transcripts. We just spoke with a student named Destiny who got accepted in over seven,
yes,
schools.
Oh my
on
gosh.
The spot. She got over three scholarships on the spot. Like, they're giving away money right here.
Exactly.
Right
so
here.
The only thing she has to do right now is to make a decision on where it is that she wants to go. And that, to me, is like the least of issue, the least of problems. Every child should be able to encounter that type of problem, making a selection as to where they want to attend college. So I'm excited that I had the opportunity to attend this particular school. And Ashley, I know that you were excited.
Oh my God, I had a great time. I was running around here like one of the students, for real, for real. I already know where I want to go, but still, I was ripping and running and getting information from my brother who's getting ready to go to college next year.
Awesome.
Absolutely,
yeah. Spectacular.
Remember, education is the key, and an education is going to set you up for success as you move into adulthood. This is Angela at the Substance of Life podcast. I want to thank you for joining us today. I want to thank you for indulging in episode number two, our HBCU, the global experience.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to seeing you again here next year.